Welcome to another exciting episode of the Thought Media Podcast. I'm Ava, and I'm joined by my brilliant co-host, Max.
Hey, everyone. In today's episode, we're diving into the future of work and how AI and automation are transforming industries around the globe. From the US to the UAE, countries are investing in cutting-edge AI infrastructure, and we'll discuss how that's going to impact the workforce.
Yeah. The UAE just secured approval from the US to build one of the world's largest AI clusters. It's kind of a game changer, honestly.
No doubt.
I mean, countries are increasingly looking at AI hubs as the future of tech infrastructure, and now the UAE is making its move. This will definitely impact how AI is developed, deployed, and integrated into different sectors.
I'm with you on that one, Ava.
Mm-hmm.
The US and UAE collaboration is a big step. In fact, this cluster will be focused on everything from data centers to advanced AI systems, aiming to become the epicenter of AI in the region. And it's not just about a cool tech project. It's a strategic move in a world where AI is becoming a driving force of the global economy.
And I think what's really interesting is how much the UAE is investing in this.
Oh, for sure.
They're positioning themselves to become a leader in AI innovation. Now, NVIDIA has also been doubling down on the US AI infrastructure, investing billions into the hardware side of things. So between the US and the UAE, it's clear that AI is a global priority.
Exactly. It's like AI is the new gold rush, only instead of gold, we're talking about data, computational power, and machine learning. And this gets me thinking about how AI is shaping the future of jobs.
That's true.
Some people love the idea of AI improving productivity, but I know a lot of people are freaking out about what this means for their careers.
Well, let's be real, Max. AI replacing jobs is a legitimate concern. But instead of replacing jobs entirely, it seems like AI is more of a collaborator than a replacement. Sure, robots might take over routine tasks, but that frees up humans to do more strategic and creative work, right?
Yeah, I'm going to call AI the ultimate assistant. In fact, it's probably the best intern you could have. Does all the boring stuff and never complains. But let's not get ahead of ourselves. What's interesting here is how industries are adapting to these changes. For instance, AI in the healthcare industry has already proven useful in diagnostic processes. But lawyers, teachers, even doctors, are we really seeing AI take over those roles?
Okay, I get you. But here's a thought.
Sure, hit me.
AI's strength is in augmenting human abilities. I'm not saying AI is going to perform surgeries, but imagine a surgeon's assistant that can help with precise calculations or predict potential complications during a procedure.
Cool.
AI in the classroom could help customize learning based on a student's needs, which would make teaching more personalized.
I see your point, Ava, but I'd still be a little nervous if my doctor's assistant was an algorithm. Could you imagine going in for a checkup and seeing a robot diagnose you? I mean, you'd still want that human connection, right?
For sure. And I think that's where the balance comes in. AI is going to do the heavy lifting, but humans will always need to be in the driver's seat.
For sure.
Now, let's get into some industries that are going to be totally transformed by AI. Healthcare, retail, automotive, and of course, finance. I think finance is going to experience some serious disruptions with AI algorithms running the show.
Absolutely. And let's not forget the energy sector. Artificial intelligence needs a ton of power to run. Just think about data centers, which require massive amounts of electricity to keep up with AI computations. In fact, the US could see AI-driven computing account for 10 to 15% of total electricity demand by 2030. I'm not sure how that's going to play out.
Yeah, that's a huge leap in demand. But here's the thing. AI is also driving innovation in the energy sector.
True.
I mean, we're talking about smart grids, AI-powered energy-saving systems, and even green data centers that use solar and wind energy. It's not just a crisis. It's an opportunity.
I guess it's always a bit of both, isn't it? You've got these challenges, but then you also have all these solutions coming from the same technologies. And speaking of future opportunities, how do you feel about the ethics of all this, Ava? With global AI clusters emerging and companies betting on AI-driven economies, where do we draw the line between innovation and exploitation?
Oh, it's a tricky one, isn't it? It's like there's so much potential for AI to improve lives, but the ethical issues, data privacy, AI biases, and job displacement are real. We need to make sure that these technologies are developed responsibly and that people aren't left behind.
Exactly. And I think for now, the key will be to adapt and make AI a tool for enhancement, not for replacement. That's how we'll ensure that AI is a positive force in the world of work.
Well said. And with that, we're wrapping up today's episode. We hope you enjoyed this discussion about AI's impact on the workforce, global collaborations, and what's to come in the future.
Yep, thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to the Thought Media Podcast for more thought-provoking discussions on AI, technology, and beyond.
And don't forget to visit thoughtmedia.com or find us on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the ever-changing world of technology.